You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It is all about the Benjamins this time of year in the National Football League business season. Free agency underway. The Browns striking, making moves, although none has been officially announced yet. We hope to make them official during the course of this show. Certainly by the end of today, we're hoping and expecting something to be announced, maybe even a news conference, but all of that is pending. Meanwhile, Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Vic Carucci with Nathan Zagura. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we are driving through the free agent signing period that began yesterday at 4 p.m. Still going hot and heavy. This team still looking to make moves, or at least reportedly on the way to doing so, in addition to what reportedly has happened yesterday or is in the process of happening right now. 216-578-0850. Want those barks and growls from the pound. Let's go to Washington, D.C., saying hi to Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, I appreciate you guys taking the call. You know, I listen to the show a lot at night. I appreciate your opinions. I'm a fan of the two signings we've done so far with Dansby and Whitner. Had to see Ward go. I'd like to see them go after Sanders for the slot. One idea I wanted to get your guys' opinion, as well as if you think the Browns brass has any intention of doing so, is potentially bringing in Mike Vick on a one-year deal to allow him to compete against Hoyer. Allows us not to force picking a quarterback at number four. We could potentially take Sammy Watkins, pick a quarterback later in the draft. The Eagles talked about how he was a pretty good leader in the locker room last year. And I think just Michael Vick and Kyle Shanahan's offense with the weapons that we have, in addition to Sammy Watkins, I think that games, win some games for us. I know durability would be an issue, but we have Brian Hoyer as a backup at that point in time. So I'm just curious to hear your opinion on that.
Thanks, Chris. Here's the thing. Yeah, Kyle Shanahan could make it work with Vick because he's made it work with, again, different styles of quarterbacks. My concern is what you just hit, the durability issue. Even on a one-year contract, Nathan, I'm not thrilled about a guy whose availability to me is limited.
I just don't see that happening. I think it's possible. I don't think the kind of money he would want and the fact that it would be a new system to him. I think if they do go veteran quarterback, they're going to most likely go Matt Schaub. And I don't know that that's going to be the case either. I think we're going to see, as a lot of reports and rumors start to come out now, that the Browns are going to have their pick of the quarterbacks at number four. If the Browns do have a quarterback that they love, I would expect them to take him there, and then you don't want to make that investment in a veteran quarterback because you'd have that rookie, you'd have Hoyer, and then you'd probably want to bring in a cheaper third option. So I'm not sure that they're going to go that route. I'd be pretty surprised about it, actually, if that is, in fact, the way that, you know, if they went that way and signed Michael Vick, I would be very, very surprised about it. A couple points I want to make really quickly, because a lot of the interest is focused on the age of Dante Whitner and, of course, Carlos Dansby. Dansby, again, 32 years old, in phenomenal shape. We're going to get to hear about that. But don't forget, entering this offseason, this team was the second youngest roster in the National Football League. You have 10 picks upcoming in the draft. It is important to make sure you have some veterans on this team who can lead. And it just so happens that they fill positions that were holes now on this defense. And it just so happens they're guys who have been to the Super Bowl in each of the last 6 years. Each of them has made the Super Bowl, I should say, in the last 6 years. Dansby with Arizona in 2008. Of course, Whitner, three straight years in the NFC Championship game, and then in the Super Bowl, of course, after the 2012 season with the 49ers. Bringing in some guys who can lead, who can help this team win, and bring these young guys along is fine. I'm not as worried about the age as I am whether or not these guys can get the job done. And if they play at the levels they have the last couple of years, that will not be an issue whatsoever for this team. And I also, one other thing that was pretty cool, I don't know if you saw this, Notorious, Joe Hayden tweeted out a picture last night of Carlos Dansby, Dante Whitner, Joe Hayden, Jabal Sheard, and Josh Gordon on a private plane, bringing those guys here to Cleveland. And I thought that was very symbolic of the way that this organization is going to be doing business going forward. Number one, that's a first-class move. Number two, you have three of the guys that we talked about coming up for deals in the next 2 years that are pillars, in my opinion and yours, of this team, in Joe Haden, in Jabal Sheard, and Josh Gordon, the young leaders, meeting with the new guys of the team, and that's the core of guys that is bringing them to Cleveland. I love that. We heard Ray Farmer sit down and talk about the fact that he wants getting those guys, that are the core guys, locked up here. I think that goes away a long way in just showing how important they are to this team, that they were the ones, they were the greeters, they were the ones part of this process to bring Dansby and Whitner here to Cleveland yesterday. I love that move. I think it shows a lot about just the way that business is going to be done here under Farmer and Pettine, and I think it's going to go a long way with these players that are on this team now and the ones that hope to come to this team in the future.
Yeah, it puts forth a first-class attitude of the organization to let them know how valued they are, to bring them up via a private jet versus commercial. And it's sometimes done the commercial way. Mike Pettine flew commercially from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, when he was brought up to be hired by the Browns, just for the record. So to go get the two top signings of free agency via that way, but more importantly, have ambassadors from the team in Haden and Sheard and Gordon go down there, yes, promote something. You're trying to build that. And I think the point is well taken, that this team, with the addition of the 10 rookies and the youth that's already on it, does have a lot of youth, a lot of younger and experienced players. And I think it's key to have those veteran components. So they could have been Jackson and Ward, could have been Jackson and Ward, but now they're Dansby and Whitner. And effectively, again, I don't know what the wash brings. How much better did the Browns get with both of those guys? Really hard for me to say. To your point, it's less the age thing, and you know, how do they produce on the field? Right. Are they still at the apex point because they're playing some of their better football now? Can you squeeze another? This is what you're looking for, squeezing another year or two of optimum football out of those guys in this Browns environment. But to have that along with leadership in the locker room, to have that veteran presence, is very, very important. And I think that part of it is what makes these signings, I think, valuable to this football team. Again, no splash. And I think some people are not happy because they haven't seen dramatic, you know, a sense of dramatic improvement. Like, what's the wow factor from these signings? These are not wow signings, but I don't think the Browns went into this ever thinking they were going to do wow. They were going to do, you know, solid, and they were going to do what made sense from a, you know, from a strategic standpoint of filling the holes, of getting people who fit what they're trying to do. And this is the other point we can't lose sight of. And it's the, you heard overpopulate positions from Ray Farmer. He likes to use that phrase. So look for the draft to be a place where I think there will be redundancy at inside linebacker, at safety. I think the Browns are going to have, in parallel worlds, rookies coming in also at those spots to learn from those two veterans like Dansby and Whitner. Dustin and Akron on the line with us right now. Hello, Dustin. Oh, how about John?
John on his cell. Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, John?
Hey, guys. I have two things real quick. One, imagine this lineup and just say Hoyer. I'm just saying, the point is, if you like Gordon, Cameron, and say you overpay for Edelman and you draft Sammy Watkins, you have Hoyer, that's great. My God, where is a better receiving core? And my question to you would be that, going on the same wavelength, the same concept of saying we're bringing in people to win now, because what coach from Cleveland has lasted more than a year, 2 years? Why would we bring in, at number four, a quarterback that will not, that the coach may not be here to actually see him flourish? So if you bring in Watkins, one of the quarterbacks will be there for the second pick at the end of the first round, and you have an impact player, and you have four studs on the outside, which is better than Denver's wide receivers. So tell me your opinion on that if you want to win right now.
Yeah, it depends. I think you can do it with the drafting a quarterback at 4 too, if you have a quarterback that you think helps you, because you can still get a good receiver at 26. But I agree. I think this team needs to sign a wide receiver, and I wouldn't mind seeing a running back like Ben Tate come here as well, and then draft one, draft a receiver as well, even after you sign one. I think this team, and one of the things that Vic, I got when I sat down with Ray Farmer, which is on ClevelandBrowns.com, and you and I got to speak with him as well, is that he understands the balance between constantly rebuilding and limiting yourself to only taking players at one age, because you can constantly rebuilding and never get there. And then the other side of it is playing just for right now. I think he's trying to balance guys that are going to be on the rise, along with a couple proven guys in Dansby and Whitner, as he establishes this free agent class and then moves to the draft. And you see a team that is going to be able to compete, I believe, this year and beyond. And I think that's the goal for the first time in a while. You got the sense last year that the goal was not necessarily to compete in 2013. I think that is a different goal and will be executed differently in 2014.
Yeah, to the caller's point about, you know, building this great receiving core that will then upgrade the offense, and making comparisons with Denver's, and that it would be better if it would end up theoretically being better in Cleveland with a Sammy Watkins and a Julian Edelman being added to go along with Josh Gordon. I mean, I'm not going to go that far. First of all, I don't know what kind of pro Watkins is going to be. I know we had his coach on earlier this week, and he raved about him. I know he gets raved reviews
from
everybody, and don't be that guy not to pick him. Right, he was phenomenal about all that, and I loved him and appreciate his enthusiasm for his guy. But that's his guy. I want to see it before I'm going to say, yep, he's going to be better than what you know right now to be maybe the standard of receiving that the Broncos put forth last year in the NFL. That said, too, got to get the quarterback position and got to get that right. I get this is a very sound and methodical way the Browns are going through free agency, and the money in relative terms, in the terms of human terms of normal folks like us talking, is big money, but it's not that big in football relative terms right now. The Browns are not spending at the highest end of free agency with what they are reportedly spending on the two guys that they've gotten, and even the offer sheet they made for Andrew Hawkins, which I think I heard reportedly was triple what he was making before, but would still put it in the range of, I don't know, about $4 million, yep. $3 or $4 million, whatever. These are modest numbers, comparatively speaking, to spend in free agency. And to go a step further, if Ben Tate is brought aboard, he'll be brought aboard, I think, at the reasonable rate of a running back, because running backs don't command big dollars in free agency. So the Browns are not going about this process spending like crazy here. They're just not doing it. They are saving money to invest in players that are already on the team. They're reserving that money for that. So let's keep that in mind as well. And they're going to do this methodically. But the quarterback position, and I don't know where that answer is going to come from, but it's got to be addressed. And I don't, you know, it's looking more and more like it might not be the Matt job. We don't know. But you've got the magic answer in Teddy Bridgewater.
I do.
I don't think there's a magic answer in Bridgewater, or the guy that I'd like to see him get, Blake Bortles or John Manziel or anybody in this draft. When I say magic, I mean magic that's going to help you right away. I think these are guys that all have some level of promise, but particularly in Bridgewater and Bortles. If it's one of those two, I mean, I'm happy to see this team get them, but I just don't know, and I'm still that would be the part that's going to leave me a little flat in terms of knowing where this team is going. But Mike Pettine, the defensive guy, the solid guy that he is, what is he saying right now?
They got to build for the middle of the defense. Spent some money for him. I want to throw one update before we get to Mary Kay Cabot. A Brown spokesperson, following up on the report, Adam Schefter of ESPN reporting that Ben Tate is visiting the Browns today. A Brown spokesman through the team said the team would not confirm that the visit is taking place. He said Browns general manager Ray Farmer's policy is to confirm when a free agent is in town. So maybe he's on his way. Perhaps the weather has been an issue. But right now they're saying that they are not confirming that
it's
Ben
snowing
Tate
sideways.
Is in the building. There
it's
it is.
Snowing
so
sideways.
We've got that. Mary Kay Cabot. Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer next on CBD. It's unforgivable. A stolen branch of soul. Is that what the